Can I ask you something real quick?
Yeah.
Do you still have your pet alligator?
Yeah, yeah. I just told him. I just texted my mom earlier today to go over to my house and feed it.
How long have you had it?
Probably about a year.
How big's he getting?
Probably getting fucking big.
He's like, I had him for probably about a year and some change.
You got an alligator in Kensington?
Yeah. That's where I bought it. It's crazy. Awesome.
How'd
crazy.
You get that?
It's crazy because I bought it in Kensington. I bought the alligator in Kensington. It was makes a fiend. Sense. It was a fiend walking around.
Had some alligators?
It was a fiend walking around with an alligator. It's crazy to say. Just walking around. I was shooting a video and I just happened to see somebody walking by with an alligator walking by. And I'm like, yo, what you want for it? I'll buy it off of you right now. He's like, no, this is my baby. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, bro, I'll give you whatever you want. He's like, what do you want? He's like, $50. I'm like,
yeah. I'm like, he fucked up.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, let me get it for sure.
Not the best negotiator. 50. How much would you have paid for the alligator?
Yeah, couldn't even buy Madden.
He could have told me whatever.
He's one alligator away from getting the deluxe John Madden video game.
Yeah, you could have told me whatever I would have paid.
Yeah. Oh man! So the alligator, how do you take care of an alligator?
Yeah, so I got a cousin. I don't know how she's not scared to grab the alligator the way she is though. Like she just goes in there, grabs it. I'm scared though. So when I want to play around with it, I'll call my cousin. Like, yo, yeah, come to my house, bro. You what you doing? You bored? Come to my house. She'll come over and she'll just pick it up. Do that. But when I feed it, I just get like little tonsils and chop the mouse in there.
What do you? Them. Oh, you feed it mice?
Yeah, I feed them mice. I feed them rats. Rats. Yeah.
Where does it live from? Does it live like in a tank or?
I've seen it in a shower. Got a tank. Yeah, I got a balcony in my complex. I got a balcony and the tank is like. Probably about literally like the size of this part of the car.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so he's just in the tank. Yeah, awesome. I gotta clean it out. I'd be scared to like take it out and clean it. So it's like a dirty tank right now. It's swampy right now.
But your mom's handling the alligator right now.
Yeah, she about to. I just texted her this morning. Yeah, she should have probably went over there and fed him already.
Damn.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, has it bit you yet?
No, but it tried. When I first got it, I didn't have a tank for it. So
yeah, I saw it in your shower. Yeah. There's a video of just an alligator in the shower.
Dude, yeah.
So, you'd be the first rapper to get bit by an alligator.
So when I first got it, I didn't have nowhere to put it. And then it never crossed my mind to put it in the shower. So I had it running around the entire house for like 2 days.
They mostly stay still, right?
Every day while I'm asleep.
Because he's running around.
Yeah, in my house, I don't got a bed set up. Like, I got a bed, but I don't got the, what is it called? The frame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't got a bed. I just got a bed and the bed's on the floor.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I just bought a king size bed and just threw them on the floor. Like, just imagine just do it on the floor.
Your alligator range.
So when I'm laying down right this low. So when I first got it and put it in the house, I couldn't even go to sleep. Because I lost them. The first day I lost them and I couldn't find them. So I just couldn't go to sleep for like 2 days straight.
There's an alligator in the fucking house. I can't sleep if I saw a spider. If I saw a spider before I turn the lights out, I'm... That fucker's in here. You got a gator going down there.
That's so terrifying. I couldn't sleep if there's a gator on the loose.
Yeah.
So even a baby gator bite would fucking hurt.
Yeah,
wouldn't it?
Like hell.
Ah, damn.
Yeah, and you know they do like a death twirl, like when they latch onto you, you know, their jaw is like really strong. Their jaw is stronger than ours. And you know when they bite, when they get bigger though, they'll just spin their body and just go.
Oh.
They just keep spinning. You know they got it's called a death twirl where they can spin. Like,
yeah, that'd be a terrible way to wake up. Just in a death twirl.
Yeah. Getting your foot ripped off. God damn.
So what are you gonna do when it gets like? I guess are they like, I know iguanas only grow so big as their tank.
Yeah.
What are you going to do when the thing gets?
It's kind of like the same thing with the alligators, though, yeah. too, though. But they're always going to outgrow the tank. They're not like iguanas, though. They grow.
Oh, no.
They're still going to grow. But the process of their growth is slower, though, while they're in the smaller tank.
Gotcha.
But
just put them out on Kensington.
Yeah, now when you get older, though,
put them out on Kensington. They'll take care of it. Somebody will get it.
When you get older, I'll probably just move them back to the tub.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you have no choice. You got to get the big mansion so you can get an alligator. Yeah, you can put them in a moat outside your house. That'd be tight.
That's my whole plan, though. That's what I was going to say.
Get a moat? Yeah. Yeah,
because he grew up with me. He got it out the mud with me.
Yeah. What's his name? Does he have a name?
Yeah, Trank.
Trank?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was so excited to have you on. I've seen you do, I saw you do No Jumper the first time.
Yeah.
And you're off the Galaxy Gas now?
Yeah.
That shit's bad, dude.
Yeah. I know. I didn't even know what it was when I was doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just went in the smoke shop, and I saw it, and I'm asking him, like, what is it? And he told me, like, it's like hippie crack. And I'm like, fuck it, let me try it. And it just went with my image, though. It just went with my image. So true. I didn't even know what it was. I thought it was
just nitrous.
Bad for you.
It looks cool as shit, though. Yeah. The box looks cool. It says Galaxy Gas. It's like a picture of
that time I was playing poker and it was in North Philly.
Yeah.
Literally everybody else was just doing nitrous.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to win. In between the hands, people just. Better call.
Apparently, if you do it all, like, you can do it every now and again if you go to like the dentist or whatever. If you do even a little bit every day, your body stops producing vitamin B12. That's why people's legs go numb and shit. You get any of that, or you were just
like I'm taking a shit too long?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You'll get shit legs pretty much forever. I get it every now and again.
What, shit legs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking at your phone on the toilet.
Yeah.
Nah, luckily though, no problems.
That's good.
Yeah, no health problems.
That's good.
Yeah, thank God.
That's good.
I didn't even know what I was doing, so if I got health problems, I would have been like questioning God, like, why you do this to me? And I did it to myself.
I mean, it is crazy they don't warn you. Like, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah.
It does make your voice sound cool as shit, though.
Yeah. I was doing it, and I was thinking it was cool, and then I got a lot of people up. Other people doing it, making it, you know, I got so many people see me doing it. And they're like, oh, what's Skrilla doing? All right, we're doing that too. And then I actually like start really like understanding what it is. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, man, I got so many people on this shit. And now I can't take it back from it. And so it's just like, I just completely stopped. And I just, now I let it be known, though.
Yeah.
Let it be known. Like, that shit is no good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did you have, like, an experience that, like, turned you off from it where you were, like, no more or, like?
Nah, I didn't really have any experience, though. I just got, like, informed. But,
nice. Told you? Who, like, pulled you aside and were like, bro?
Yeah, like, Instagram.
Trank.
Nice. Yeah, Trank.
Trank one night was like, yo, cut that out. I'm high as shit.
No, but I just people inform me on Instagram and shit like that. You know, I might go through my comments, then other people, yo, leave that shit on. And damn, what the fuck I was about to say? Oh, my memory.
Yeah.
My memory. Yeah. Like, I would be thinking it's just me naturally, though, but I don't know if it was that or just me, but my memory was gone a little bit. Like, I would be like, yo, I'm about to go. I order Uber Eats McDonald's and forget and remember 3 days later, like, damn, where the fuck my McDonald's at? And I go down and shit code.
Yeah.
It's just been chill. Took the fries out.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Now that happens.
My memory was short, though. I have very, very short term memory.
I get that from booze. I'll grub up something, fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Next day at fucking 1 p.m., I open the door and go, oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck, I could have had Whataburger. Yeah.
Fuck, flies that would have been burger.
Great last night.
Yeah, but my memory was gone. I didn't have no memory.
So what's the regimen now? It's just the vape. I know you hit the vape all the time. It's just the vape.
Nah, I don't even really hit the vapes. I just wanted to hit it right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I hit the vapes just like once in a blue. I got like something where I got a thing where like drugs help me communicate.
Yeah.
They help me communicate and be myself a little more.
Mm.
Like without the shit. I'm like more like real like quiet, chill, like you're not really like communicative.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm just like more to myself. But when I, it helps me it just helps me a lot with a lot of things though. A lot of the things that like that come with my lifestyle though. Making music and shit. It like a lot of shit, you know, I just kind of signed up for it and that's just like
How long you been making music for? Like
8 years.
8 years.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, and that's been like my big thing to go to on and make music.
Though, yeah, I saw a clip of you where you were wondering if you were achieving unk status. I think you're far from an unk, dude.
Say it again.
I saw a clip of you say you're worried. You're like I've been doing music for 8 years. I don't know if I'm becoming an unk. And it was like I was watching it. Like, dude, you're not an unk.
Yeah, no, but
these guys are unks, dude.
Yeah,
that's unk. Yeah. You're still how old?
I be hanging around. I be hanging around a lot of people that's younger than me, my age and younger. Though, you know, a lot of my friends are like my age and younger. So when I'm with them, I'm an unk though. Right now, y'all unks though. Right now, I'm definitely nuts. That's true. Right now. It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're 26, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you're not unk. You got to be at least 30 to be unk.
Yeah.
So we're almost aging out of unk, dude.
What are we? What is after unk? Is there even anything after that?
OG.
Oh, I can't wait to be an OG, dude.
Yeah, OG. I think we're
close.
Sure.
We are close. We're
close.
We're close. I'll be 40. Like I'll be 40 this year.
45 is.
Bro, you're an OG. Your whole head is gray.
Yes, thank you, dude.